AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Strong winds are expected today around Los Angeles, and crews are continuing to battle deadly and devastating wildfires. LA Mayor Karen Bass says she hopes these are the final hours of this emergency.
This is a crisis that impacts the nation. The nation's second largest city has got to succeed.
Audio from KABC. The warning is for a particularly dangerous situation. In Altadena, Tom Sawyer returned to find his home gone.
I have not figured him out yet. It's going to be the hardest thing to do ever. Tell them everything they have, everything they own is lost.
Thomas Martin with Calvary Disaster Relief is in L.A. He's seen damage from tornadoes and hurricanes.
This is different. This is total devastation. There's nothing much we can do other than pray for the folks. We're using our skills to go help them to open a door so that we can pray for them.
Some homes are without power to prevent lines from sparking new fires. The government says inflation picked up last month, though underlying price pressures eased slightly. Very early this morning at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida,
supersonic,
two private lunar landers are headed toward the moon in a roundabout journey. They share the ride to save money, but parted company an hour into the flight, exactly as planned, taking separate roundabout routes for the months-long trip. The Hollywood awards season stretches into Britain with the BAFTA Awards. The leading nominee is a movie about the Vatican, Conclave.
What if I know in my heart that I am not worthy?
You are more worthy than any of us. Well, then tell your supporters not to vote for you, to pass the chalice.
BAFTA's Sarah Putt says all those nominations doesn't mean Conclave will win them all.
It's closely followed by several others, by Emilio Perez, by The Brutalist, etc., etc., many of them in there. I think they're all demonstrating fantastic storytelling.
The BAFTA Awards will be handed out next month. This is AP News. British author Neil Gaiman has denied ever engaging in non-consensual sex as more accusers come forward. The AP's Lizzie Knight is in London.
A magazine published allegations from several women accusing him of sexual assault. The 64-year-old author of the Sandman comic book series and novel American Gods was responding on Wednesday to a New York Magazine article that detailed allegations of assault, abuse and coercion made by eight women. The allegations of four of them had been broadcast in July last year in a podcast, and most relate to occasions when Gaiman was in his 40s or older and living in the United States, Britain and New Zealand. Gaiman said he had watched stories about him circulate on the internet for months with horror and dismay.
Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs are labeling the prosecution against the hip-hop star as sexist and puritanical. The lawyers submitted a letter to a Manhattan federal court. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.